First time caller line, you're up with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Kurt in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, I've been listening to your program for about 3.5 years now, and it's been really been an honor. I can't believe I'm actually speaking with you. This is wonderful.
Well, thanks for sticking with us. I appreciate that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I've recently been working at a call center with a friend of mine, and my coworker that I worked with got a real interesting call. They were on a hold with a customer, and the customer had been trying to get into their voicemail, and for whatever reason, they weren't able to get into their voicemail, and this happened about a year that she was trying to get into her voicemail, among other things. Well, in that time frame, her mom had passed away about a year later, and the whole time she never got into her voicemail. Well, the fact of the matter, the person she was assisting her, my friend, she said, well, if you like, I can help you get into your voicemail. And she goes, okay. Well, she gets into her voicemail, and it's her mom saying she wanted to try to talk to her.
And this is after the fact?
This is after her mom had already passed away a year ago.
Oh, my God. Now, how do we know that? Do you have, like, a timer or something on the voice? I guess you do, because it tells you what time and day, right?
Right, and the lady that was it was the daughter, and she was obviously still distraught about all this. And the lady was on the phone with her while she's trying to trying to get into a voicemail because she didn't know how to get into it. Apparently, never had it set up.
My! What did she say when she heard this?
The rep that I was working with, she indicated that she's very very much a believer, and she just had. I firmly believe it. There are no coincidences. God brought that person into that person's life to be able to appease her and all that sort of thing. And what I feel is that, and I honestly believe this, is I've heard so many people calling in tonight with their distraught feelings and stuff, saying that your mom is trying to tell you that she's trying to talk to you. Almost like she's I don't know if you could take that moment when she left that message a year ago before that she got to actually listen to it. And say, trying to say, it's okay, I'm okay. I want you to know that I'm okay. And I don't believe that. I don't know why, but I honestly believe that. I mean, I'm a Christian too, and I'd be at peace with that. And I couldn't say that for the daughter that lost her mom, but I was just so heartbreaking. But yet in the same, I think, wow, what a beautiful experience. As hard as it may be for that daughter to hear that message, she could probably put that to a tape recorder and record that. And had she listened to that message before, she would have deleted it.
And she was convinced that was her mother, right?
Oh, it was definitely her mother. It was definitely her mother.
That's something. Well, you know, we've heard stories like this before where people from the other side call and leave messages like that. That has got to be frightening and at the same time enlightening to be able to hear that from somebody you cared so much about.